What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A stunner as the Patriots. I still can't say it without laughing. They hired some guy named Joe Judge.
Who?
What?
Who?
What's happening here?
Who?
This stuff's too good to be true. Can you imagine doing a show on The Fan here locally for like today and tomorrow?
Right.
You don't even have to. I mean, don't even bring your lunch. Just walk in. You could be drunk. You could be high. What else are you going to talk about? This is too good. This is like doing stand-up.
I don't even remember hearing this guy's name being mentioned
ever.
Before it was that he was hired.
Ever.
He wasn't even the first guy mentioned on his own team. And somehow he gets a job.
How about the newspapers in this town all had like pictures of Matt Rhule and Jason Garrett and all this other stuff? They had it all figured out. And then now they hire this guy, and then they're saying they're going to hire Garrett, allegedly, as the offensive coordinator.
No, that's not happening.
It's not?
No, I heard a report today that the Garrett asking to talk to Garrett happened Sunday night before they knew they were hiring Judge or losing Rhule. They wanted to interview him as a head coaching candidate.
Right.
It's just that the leak that they wanted to do that didn't get out till 2 days later. So I don't think Jason Garrett's not going to come here and be an offensive coordinator. I just don't believe that. He's coming off being a head coach for 8 years or whatever it is. He ain't going to go be an OC. Well, he's going to wait till he's a head coach again.
He might be an OC, but he's going to do it for someone who's like been there and like who he can respect, not some guy who's getting from the wide receiver special teams position here.
But look, it would be smart of this guy to go and get somebody who has been a head coach in this
league. Is this guy going to come on this show tonight and tell me this is a good hire?
I have no idea.
I'm gonna puke.
I have no idea. Well, here's what I will say. You know, obviously this guy comes with a high recommendation from Bill Belichick. I heard that all day today. And we know what that track record has been. These guys have not been good. We understand
He's
that.
He's good. They're not.
Well, but here's the thing. All those other guys that were hired were all, you know, names that you heard about getting a head coaching job for a long time. I don't know if this will happen. I'm throwing it out there. Maybe it's the guy that absolutely nobody ever heard of that's been sitting under Belichick for 6, 7, 8 years that has never been mentioned for anything. Maybe he's going to be the guy that's better than all these other guys that got jobs. Who knows? I mean, it's possible.
I guess it's possible. Anything's possible.
It is, but for a franchise coming off two failed head coaches, like you
it's
needed
like
someone that people
Bob
get excited
McAdoo
about.
Again.
Right. Or, you know, like when the Browns just hired Kitchens, you're taking a guy who hasn't been even a coordinator, you know, like offensive defensive coordinator, and saying, here, run the whole thing.
You know, and they said that he had like a really good interview or whatever. You know, I'm starting to think that the Tishes and the Maras are idiots. Honestly. Like, what kind of, I mean, how easy is it to fool them?
And you have such young talent that needs to be like molded and shaped. Like, I would have thought you would have someone who come with experience.
Are they now as bad as the Wilpons? I mean, honestly, a lot of people are comparing him, this guy Judge, to John Harbaugh because he was like a special teams coach. Can you go there and start comparing him to people?
Not fair. It's just not fair to do. John Harbaugh's won a Super Bowl. I don't care if he was a special teams coach or whatever. He's a proven coach, gotten it done in the National Football League, and kind of like what.
But when he came in.
Right. But from what I read today, he kind of did a lot of the same things that they're talking about with this Joe Judge guy. Andy Reid had Harbaugh as an assistant, and he was kind of letting him in on all the other aspects of the team, not just special teams, to get a feel of everything that was going on. So I don't think it's fair to compare a guy to somebody who's won a Super Bowl until he actually does it. If we could go find a few more guys who jump from special teams to head coach, maybe there's some other comparisons there. But going to the guy who's done it the best and has won a Super Bowl, that's hard for me to do right out of the gate.
So what's your feeling about what Paul Schwartz said about Judge? Are you buying that he's you know, I had said to him that I don't believe that they won national championships at Alabama or Super Bowls in New England because of Joe Judge.
No, obviously, like you said, special teams can be a very big important part of it. But for me, I need more of an experience at a bigger position. Special teams is important, but offense, defensive coordinators, something like that, I need more of that because you can say, okay, well, he's the wide receivers coach this year. Well, that was the worst position group they had, wasn't it? Isn't that the thing that brought them down this year was the wide receivers? And they can say it was just the talent or things like – but, I mean, come on. If you're going to sell me that
– So you don't believe in him.
I'm not going to buy him as the right hire for them. I'm not going to completely throw mud on him and say, you know, bury him. This guy has no chance. But when you're coming from two failures at coach, when you have young talent that you need to mold, you know, as the future of your franchise – I think they needed a guy who was much more experienced and around longer than a guy who's been coaching the special teams.
What do you think? Do you think that he's going to be successful? And do you think that he's, be able to handle New York and the media and the stuff? It ate McAdoo and Shermer alive. Like, Shermer couldn't even do a radio interview.
No, and Paul was dead on. I mean, they could find a tree that would have more personality with the media than Shermer did. I mean, it was really bad, especially at the end. I'm going to be interested to see his opening press conference because, nobody has really had an opportunity to hear this guy talk about football. I mean, nobody interviews the special teams coordinator. Occasionally, you'll hear the offensive or defensive coordinator. Nobody ever hears this guy. This guy is a legit unknown commodity. And I just do believe, like I was saying earlier, that it's a little different than these other guys that has come out of the Belichick tree. You know, whether
McDaniels.
They were known commodities.
Did you think Brian Flores did a good job in Miami? I did.
He did. He did.
I think he did better than McDaniels and better than Patricia.
Right. He did a really nice job this year. That team played hard for him all the way to the end. He still has to obviously get better. He's got to win more than five games, keep doing things like that. But I don't know, man. Something just doesn't seem – and I know the Giants have had a bad track record with these last two guys, but – this guy just coming out of nowhere, sitting around with Saban and Belichick, and I know that he hasn't had a lot to do with them. I get it. You know, those guys are the reason that those teams win. But sitting in those rooms with those guys, unheard of, for 7 or 8 or 9 years, whatever it is.
It's got to rub
off. That guy's taking in a lot of information in a different way than guys like Matt Patricia, who is just doing defense, or Josh McDaniels, who's just doing offense. I don't know. I got a feeling... This could, you never know. This could be the guy that actually works out of all the Belichick guys.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.